I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Matt Smith and this is the Champions League podcast from Milan, venue for this season's Champions League final. Much to discuss then, of course, as the club football calendar comes to its culmination, its ultimate match. Joining me to discuss events here in Milan, Gary Lineker, Steve McManaman and Rio Ferdinand.
Close with the delivery, Bale helped it on, and it's great! And Sergio Ramos is claiming the Real Madrid goal, and just like he did 2 years ago, the Real Madrid captain scores. Fernando Torres and Pepe was in there, and Mark Klein breaks his penalty. Griezmann versus Navas, and he's in the bar. Gavi lifts one forward here for Juan Fran. It's dangerous, and it's in, and they've come back to level it. And it's the man who's come off the bench, Yannick Carrasco, who's got the goal.
Extra time, penalties.
Juan Fran against Navas, and there's the first mistake, and how significant will that be? Juan Fran hits the post, and it's advantage Real Madrid. Ronaldo to win the Champions League. And he does do! Real Madrid have won the Champions League for the 11th time. And Cristiano Ronaldo with the significant penalty to seal it.
Cristiano Ronaldo, who else with the deciding penalty? Such disappointment for Atletico Madrid, of course, but such excitement from Real Madrid and Zinedine Zidane's first season as manager of Real Madrid. Coming in, of course, for Rafa Benitez halfway through the campaign.
No, great.
And Rio Ferdinand, there wasn't much to choose between the two sides, and it came down to just one missed penalty in the end.
Exactly. Very even game, very, very even game. Both teams put it all, left it all out there. But, I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo, this was written for him, really. I mean, and this proves to you, if all the kids who are watching, that hard work, you get presents at the end of it if you work hard. And he got that present. He had the opportunity to stand up there and deliver, and he done that. And that's what great players do. They have moments, and they stand up and produce the goods.
And you have to admit, the penalties, Gary, under such circumstances were amazing, weren't they? The Real Madrid penalties were excellent.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was only one missed penalty, and it was poor Juan Fran, and that'll have to live with him for a long, long time, as we see Fernando Torres in floods of tears as well. That's what it means to those guys who have lost tonight, but it could have gone easy way. And, you know, Ronaldo, as always, scores the winning penalty, and that's the picture for everybody's newspapers tomorrow with his top off yet again.
And even he didn't play well.
No.
He wasn't in the game at all. He had one good chance, a great chance as a header, but again, it goes to penalties and everything's forgotten if you're the winning team.
The contrasting emotions are stark. Real Madrid fans singing, chanting, enjoying their moment. Atletico Madrid supporters just completely heartbroken. So close yet again. Remember 2 years ago, Torres, it's his team, of course. He emerged, had a quiet final. But we can hear from one of the victors, one of Real Madrid's heroes, one of the penalty goal scorers. Gareth Bale is with Des Kelly.
Congratulations, incredible drama, Gareth. How do you feel?
I can't feel a lot, to be honest. I'm cramping up, but what an amazing feeling. And I thought it was difficult in extra time, a lot of people getting cramped, but we showed the resilience, we showed what we're made of, and we won the 11th.
It was a war of attrition, players going down everywhere in the second half. You almost looked like you injured yourself taking that penalty.
I had cramp after. Thank God it wasn't before, but no, an amazing feeling. I can't describe to you how it feels.
Second time you've won this trophy in 3 years. It's a fantastic moment for you and for the club.
Amazing, and the boys give everything. the club, the fans have been amazing on this journey, and we deserve it.
There'll be incredible scenes having taken your rivals down again.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. We obviously, they give it a great game, and we're obviously feeling a little bit sorry for them, but we're going to say a final's a final and you have to win.
Did you think you were going to do it towards the end? Because it looked like you were struggling more than Atletico.
I think everyone was struggling. I spoke with a few of their players who were struggling, but we were trying not to show it too much, but we just kept going, and I can't wait to lift that trophy again.
Explosion of joy and relief when that penalty of yours went in.
Yeah, I actually wasn't too nervous. I was nervous after it. I don't know why, but brilliant penalties from everyone, and I'm going to go and enjoy it.
Champion of Europe with your club. Off to the European Championships with Wales now. Not bad.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll be going for that title. Why not?
Thanks, Gareth.
Good words from Gareth Bale, saying he wasn't nervous taking a penalty. When you're a great player, it's a chance to show off a little bit in those six circumstances. A place where ordinary mortals can't go. But boy, they're enjoying themselves. Modric, who had an excellent game this evening. Ramos, who took one of the penalties and, of course, scored that early goal for Real Madrid that gave them the advantage for so long until Carrasco came on and transformed things and gave Atletico Madrid a real chance. But again, the tears of the Atletico Madrid players. Juan Fran, he's never going to get over that. He'll never forget that. Missing a penalty, the only person to miss as well, makes it even worse, Rio.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he'll feel sorry for him. He'll feel terrible, I'm sure. But one thing they can't do is they can't sit there and say that we didn't give it all. They did. They went a goal down. They showed their mettle. They showed their spirit. This team is filled with spirit and emotion, just like from, and it filters through their manager. And they showed that what a team they're capable of doing and capable of pushing the best teams to the limit. And it just didn't happen. And when you get to penalties, it's a game of lotteries.
I think also, Rio, was that there's a lot of positives come out of this game, because I thought they certainly had the better squad, Atletico Madrid, and they've got some great young players, haven't they? They've got some great talented young players. Sal Niguez, Carrasco, who came on, was excellent. If they can keep the likes of Griezmann and add to the squad, these could become a real powerhouse in Europe. They were just, you know, as Rio rightly said, it's just a toss of a coin in the end. Who can handle that little bit of pressure when it comes down to penalties? And whether it's the experience of the Real Madrid players, they just got over the line. But there wasn't a lot in the between the two teams tonight.
We can hear from Cristiano Ronaldo. He's with Des.
Cristiano, it felt like that script was written for you when you were making the long walk up for the penalty.
Well, you know, the penalties is always lottery. You never know what's going to happen. But we show that our team have more experience. And we show that we score all the penalties. So it was unbelievable. Fantastic night.
There's a war of attrition out there, people falling down, cramped.
It's difficult. It's the end of the season. People is not fit anymore. So we have to rest now and prepare for to do it a great Euro Cup.
You have to race for the trophy. They're dragging you up for the trophy presentation. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
I suppose what made and added to the excitement, of course, was the fact that Atletico Madrid did come back into things in the second half, and the substitute Carrasco scored the goal that, you know, took it ultimately to extra time and penalties.
Yeah, this young lad, I mean, he's let people know that he's a player of huge potential. I mean, he produced some moments today. Danilo, the fullback, didn't know whether he was coming or going.
That says it all. Like, when we all expected Real Madrid to have the most possession, the fact that Atletico have beaten them to it, it says it all. But they certainly deserve to get back into the game. I thought they were excellent in the second half.
They certainly were.
Yeah.
And it's just, you just have to feel sympathy for them, don't you, in many ways.
Because
they went so close yet again, as they did 2 years ago.
And also, because they always feel as if they're sort of second-class citizens to Real Madrid, it's as if they've been, you know, on the wrong side of a little bit of luck yet again.
Luka Modric there, but very good performance from him as well. He's such a lovely footballer, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great footballer. Me and Maka were talking before the game, during the game, a little bit like in the way that Xavi used to manipulate the ball and always turn away from trouble, always keep the team ticking, and everything they do goes through him. Yeah. And also Toni Kroos. I mean, when Toni Kroos went off, the game kind of changed for Madrid, and they kind of went on the back foot, because him and Toni Kroos and Modric have a real good understanding of how to keep the ball, manipulate and run games.
I did think Casemiro was excellent today.
Absolutely. Best player.
Normally we talk about, you know, the attack-minded players, the flair players at Real Madrid, but he did a wonderful job today. I think The sponsors gave Man of the Match to Sergio Ramos, who I thought was excellent as well, and of course scored. But I thought Casemiro was brilliant today.
Yeah.
He blocked and got in the way of everything, and he was so important. When people were flailing all around him in the white shirts, he was the one who stood strong, and he was excellent, wasn't he, Ray? He was excellent. He probably won't get a lot of credit because he doesn't do anything, you know, overly flashy. Yeah. But I thought he was brilliant today. Yeah.
He's
like the old Macaulay type
he's
style
a player
of player.
That his teammates will appreciate and will be thanking him in the change room. Tonight, late at night, a few beers, he'll be thanked. Definitely.
Well, you talked about the official man of the match, Sergio Ramos. He, of course, scored way back when, hours and hours ago, it seems. But
yeah, nice flick on from Gareth Bale. He was offside, Sergio Ramos. He was offside by, I don't know, a couple of inches or whatever it was, but he gets in the danger area and he scores many, many, many important goals in a Real Madrid shirt. And it was great to see him lift the trophy, you know, after Iker Casillas lifted it last time. Real integral part of Real Madrid's history.
We also saw, we saw Carrasco's goal. We saw something I've never seen on a football pitch before, a particular celebration after he scored the goal where he charged over to the touchline, didn't he? Charges over, finds his girlfriend, which we've now established it is. That's Naomi Happard, a former Miss Belgium, actually. And
it's the power.
Got a full-on kiss. I've never seen that before.
It was unbelievable. I mean, it's the power of Instagram that you can actually find her.
Yeah.
In your day, we've never found her.
I tell you, the power of social media is the fact that there's already a Twitter account called Rio's Bow Tie.
Exactly. And it's more famous than you, Gary.
Well, that's a relief. But Carrasco did get actually our viewers man of the match
because
he transformed things.
Yeah,
so that's your vote. That's your say. That's how you voted. Gareth Bale was second with 27%. Casemiro, we thought were excellent, was there as well, and Modric. So you can't really argue with that top four. But there was a couple of things that were very, very infuriating, and they were Pepe's overreacting, play-acting. That's the kind of thing I can't bear to see in this game, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting.
He does well as a defender. Just if he just defends and does his job normally, when he gets emotionally involved in a game and then you start seeing antics like this, it's just so frustrating to see. I mean, rugby players must look at football players and think, what is going on here?
It's a nonsense, isn't it? It's a nonsense.
Yeah. Mark Lambert was right on him, and he knew, but you can't see that. The thing is, he's done that 100 times before. It's his disgusting. Yeah. You think one of his teammates would say, come on.
Yeah.
You know, he's a grown man.
I think after he'll be embarrassing. When he
well, hopefully,
back,
hopefully he will be, because Real Madrid have done it a couple of times. Marcelo did it against Wolfsburg, trying to get somebody sent off. Yeah. We do not need it. Let's savour the good parts, not the
histrionics. Final thoughts. Sum up the season, the Champions League season. Has the best side won this competition?
Well, yes. I think Bayern Munich played better football, but you know, Bayern Munich couldn't get past Atletico Madrid. So Real Madrid they've got through the sticky moments, but in the end, their experience, their history in this cup competition has seen them through. I don't think they've got the best squads. I certainly don't.
All that matters, though, is who lifts that trophy at the end, I suppose.
Who wins the trophy? That's all that matters. They're not going to worry about if they played well, or they give away chances in certain games. No. We got to the final and we got over the line and won
it. When we won our first one, we played Owen Hargreaves Bayern Munich four times. They beat us three times, but we knocked them out in the semi-final. Yeah. They were better than us that year. But does it matter?
Rio, thanks very much, Steve. Thanks very
brilliant.
Much indeed.
Love it.
We've had a brilliant season of Champions League football. And at the end of it, Real Madrid have triumphed again with a winning penalty from the man who writes his own stories, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Thanks very much for joining us on this occasion and throughout the season for the Champions League podcast. Do rejoin us after the summer break as Leicester, Spurs, Arsenal and, of course, Manchester City all start their new campaigns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.